This is Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic, and this week's movie is Dune Part 2. What's it about? In Part 1, we saw Paul Atreides and his mother on the run after his father was killed and a new order took power. In Dune Part 2, we see Paul as he works to create an alliance with the Fremen while seeking revenge against those who conspired to destroy his family and gain power. Who's in it? Timothée Chalamet, Zendaya, Rebecca Ferguson, Josh Brolin, and Javier Bardem. So what's it like? The first film set the stage for this epic journey and the battle Atreides finds himself entangled in. What Dune Part 2 does is make the desert a vibrant and spectacular backdrop for this epic tale of deceit and betrayal, and somehow the filmmaker's invitation to watch becomes more than a voyeuristic exercise. You feel like you are there in the middle of the action. The cinematography and CGI remind us why Dune Part 1 won 6 Oscars. Beyond the technical aspects, this installment allows us to know the characters better. The relationship between Paul and his mother not only reveals their bond, but also their will to do whatever it takes to regain power. The love relationship between Paul and Shani, played by Zendaya, blossoms and appears to be one of the main reasons Paul is able to gain the trust of the Fremen. Her belief in him and support, along with that of Stigler, played by Bardem, sets him up to actually become one of the Fremen versus an outsider loosely connected to the group. And then there are the factions in power fighting to keep it internally and externally, creating a complicated maze of who's in and who's out. The acting, well, it's very believable, and Javier Bardem's work opposite Timothée Chalamet stands out as exceptional. Now, unquestionably, Chalamet commands the screen, but it is the people around him that elevates his performance. Zendaya is a great example of this, as the two are electric when they share the screen. Additionally, Rebecca Ferguson is outstanding as Paul's mother. Dune Part 2 is very exciting, posing a lot of questions, yet not providing a lot of answers. Is Atreides the chosen one, or is he just lucky to have survived everything up to this point? Is there a prophecy, or is this just a story people tell to give false hope? Who can be trusted, if anyone, given what's at stake? And within it all, there are societal questions that mirror issues we are experiencing today, from the questions of the haves to the have-nots, to the questions about religion and destiny, to the questions about leadership. What's not to like? This film has so many characters and so many factions that it is a bit hard to stay current with who's who. Add the fact that everyone seems to be related to someone, and the incestuous nature will have you wishing for an Ancestry.com family tree. Additionally, the social issues and racial makeup can't help but make one notice the white savior phenomenon in Atreides. This point doesn't spoil the film, but it just mirrors what we have seen in cinema for a long time. Here's a person in Atreides who knows nothing of the ways of the Fremen, but he beats their leader, learns their ways, and becomes the one who can lead them to victory? This is a bit problematic. My rating? Well, Dune Part 2 will engross you with its beauty and complexity, yet it might confuse you at the same time. It is a heroic tale worthy of the big screen experience. If you didn't quite like Part 1, you will like this. And if you like Part 1, you will love Part 2. I'm giving this 3.5 reels. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Real Critic, and I'll see you next time.